Lesson 84. Direct speech and indirect speech. Direct speech. I said, the room is large. Indirect speech. I said that the room was large. Report. Refer. Inverted commas. Mr. Brown said, I like warm weather. Mr. Brown said that he liked warm weather. What are the two ways in which we can repeat what someone has said?
The two ways in which we can repeat what someone has said are by giving the exact words of the speaker or by reporting what the speaker said.
What do we call these two ways?
We call these two ways direct speech and indirect speech.
Give me an example of direct speech, please.
Mr. Brown said, I like warm weather.
Give me an example of indirect speech, please.
Mr. Brown said that he liked warm weather.
What do we do with the tenses when we change direct speech into indirect speech?
When we change direct speech into indirect speech, we generally move the verb into the past.
Give me an example.
The teacher said, the room is large. The teacher said that the room was large.
What do we do if a verb is already in the past?
If a verb is already in the past, it often remains unchanged, but sometimes we put it further into the past.
What do we do with the word will when we change direct speech into indirect speech?
When we change direct speech into indirect speech, we change the word will to would.
Give me an example, please.
She said that John would go to London next year.
Right. I will now make some statements, and I want you to tell me what I said, using indirect speech. I swim every day. What did I say?
You said that you swam every day.
She is speaking to you. What did I say?
You said that she was speaking to me.
I have just taken the pen from the table. What did I say?
You said that you had just taken the pen from the table.
I think I will go to London tomorrow. What did I say?
You said that you thought you would go to London tomorrow.
They had books in their hands when they came into the room. What did I say?
You said that they had books in their hands when they came into the room.
I ate too much for dinner. What did I say?
You said you had eaten too much for dinner.
Do we use inverted commas for indirect speech?
No, we don't use inverted commas for indirect speech.
Is it generally necessary to use the word that when we use indirect speech?
No, it isn't generally necessary to use the word that when we use indirect speech.
Give me an example, please.
He said that the room was large. He said the room was large.
Flat. Did people in the old days believe the world was round?
No. People in the old days didn't believe the world was round. They believed it was flat.
Which is one of the flattest parts of this country?
One of the flattest parts of this country is East Anglia.
Pity. What a pity. Picnic? Phrase. Would you think it was a great pity if you went for a picnic in the country and it rained?
Yes, I'd think it was a great pity if I went for a picnic in the country and it rained.
What kind of people do you pity most?
I pity ill people most.
Translate this phrase. What a pity. Blow, blew, blown. What are the three forms of blow?
The three forms of blow are blow, blew, blown.
Have you ever been blown off your feet by the wind?
Yes, I've been blown off my feet by the wind.